website, upload your CV and find your dream job today, all free of charge. Find a job you love at recruit.ie.
It's almost 9 o'clock.
Celebrate Ireland's music legends with our iconic Irish voices stamps. Unpussed for your world.
Across Ireland.
Across Ireland.
On FM.
Digital.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It's 9 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Daniel Pitcher. A €2 billion cost of living package is being finalised by government ahead of the budget announcement tomorrow. Two double payments of child benefit, possibly before the end of the year, are on the cards. Increases in welfare rates, including the state pension, are also expected, with fees for leaving and junior certs to be cancelled for another year and the energy credit of €250. Senior economist with the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, Niall Conroy, has concerns over tax cuts and spending increases.
When the economy is performing really well, as it is at the moment, with really high employment and really low unemployment, this isn't a time when the economy really needs support from the government.
The Justice Minister has increased jail sentences for knife crimes. Sentences for having a knife in a public place with intent to injure, trespassing with a knife or weapon, and making one is set to increase from 5 to 7 years. The manufacture, importation, sale, hire or loan of an offensive weapon will go up to 10 years. Minister McEntee says the increase should act as a deterrent.
We have seen a slight increase in the number of knife-related offences, and that is why I want to ensure that people are deterred from engaging in any kind of behaviour. And that is why the increase in sentence, in particular where somebody is carrying a knife with intent to intimidate, not just to cause harm, that is treated in the serious manner that it is.
The cost of buying a house has risen by a massive 37% since the beginning of the pandemic. The average cost nationally currently standing at almost €350,000, according to the latest report from DAF.ie. Prices in Cork, Galway and Waterford cities have risen by 6% since this time last year, where Dublin remains the most expensive place to purchase a house. Author of the report is Ronan Lyons.
The average price of a home in Dublin at the moment is just under €465,000. Pre-COVID, it was about €370,000, just the start of 2020. Back in the Celtic Tiger peak, it was €495,000. It's not quite back at that Celtic Tiger peak, but it's significantly up compared to where it had been a little over 4 years ago before the pandemic hit.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio News.
Live.
A 10-year-old has raised €220,000 for children's hospitals after recovering from bone cancer. Penny O'Brien raised money for Children's Health Foundation as a way to give back to those who helped her with treatment. She was diagnosed with bone cancer in June of 2020 at the age of just 6 and finished her treatment in March of 21. Her efforts are now being recognised to mark the end of Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Sport is on the way.
We're Unpussed Commerce, your partner for business, and we're here to get your business out there. Direct mail options to find and reward customers. Next day delivery to get your product moving. Advantage card postage discounts to get you saving. Payment solutions to get you selling. We're here for all of it, for every Irish business, because we're here to get your business out there. Visit unpussed.com/commerce or your post office for more. Unpussed Commerce, a world closer. T's and C's apply.
Sport on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
With Supermax, home of the fresh 100% Irish chicken breast sandwich. Always fresh, never frozen. Download the Supermax app today.
A converted try in the closing stages helped the Irish women's rugby team secure a historic win over New Zealand in the WXV1 tournament in Vancouver overnight. It finished 29 points to 27 in favour of Scott Bemmin's side in what was their first game of the event in Canada. Next up, a meeting with the hosts on Saturday before a final fixture against the United States the following Friday. In soccer, Tottenham heaped pressure on Manchester United manager Erik ten Hag yesterday. The visitors were 3-0 winners over the Premier League side in at Old Trafford. United played the second half with 10 men following the dismissal of Bruno Fernandes. While here at home, another Dublin derby takes centre stage in the Premier Division of the League of Ireland tonight as leader Shelburne hosts St Patrick's Athletic from 7:15.
Ireland's traffic with Western Motors, your Volkswagen electric vehicle experts for counties Galway and Louth. See VolkswagenGalway.ie or VolkswagenLouth.ie to learn more about e-mobility.
Father Griffin Road inbound in Galway is very busy between White Strand Road and Father Burke Road, while westbound traffic comes to a stop at Quincentennial Bridge from the Headford Road to Newcastle Road Junction. Cork traffic on the M8 southbound has a 3 km queue before Dunkettle Interchange, while traffic on the South Ring Ring Road westbound is packed between the interchange and Junction 9 at Bloomfield. St. Murphy Road onto Phibsborough Road inbound in Dublin has delays between Whitehall College and Doyle's Corner, while there's also inbound queues on the Finglas Road between Slaney Road and Hart's Corner.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
Very dull and cloudy this morning with some light showers in places. We are expecting that to clear a little bit later to drier and brighter conditions and highest temperatures of up to 13 degrees. You're up to date at the home of the amazing 80s each weekday at noon with Trina Mara on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Okay, we said we had an announcement to make. Are you ready for this? Oh, yes.
Tracy is not doing Dancing with the Stars.
No, I refused.
Tights.
Now, the clue there was tights. Some people texted in saying, is it Prince? Prince is no longer with us.
Prince is dead.
Probably will
and
be.
And it isn't Mrs. Brown.
And it's not Mrs. Brown.
No.
No, sir, he do da. The Roll with the Punches Tour 2025 hits the Three Arena on the 20th of May. We're talking Brian Adams.
Baby.
Legendary superstar. If you've not seen this man live, you have not lived. He's absolutely amazing. Do you know what? He's really...
Tights, Robin Hood, everything
that was the clue.
I do.
He's really funny. He's really funny when he's on stage as well. He really gets into the crowd and has a chat with
someone's
him.
Trying to get some free tickets.
And
he's listening.
He's known to whip out his camera.
Good
his
God.
Camera. He's a photographer as well. Very legendary, famous, very good photographer. So he takes pictures of the crowd and everything. Look.
Lovely.
Gotta be lovely stuff. He is. So we have the first two tickets to give away. Tickets will go on sale this Friday at 9 a.m. Tickets from €71.70, including booking fee. And he has the reputation is that he is one of the best live musicians you will ever see. Yeah. Trust me, I've seen him a couple of times. It's absolutely correct. We're going to play Musical Brian.
Musical Brian.
Musical Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm about to play a Brian Adams track, and it's Brian Adams and Mel C. Okay. And as soon as I start playing it, you've got to text us and give us your location. So WhatsApp us 087-188-0008. 087-188-0008. WhatsApp us and keep WhatsApping us because I'm going to stop it. And when I stop the track...
Why are you shouting at everybody?
Because I'm very excited.
Quite aggressive since you came back from Portugal.
And when I stop the track...
Yes.
Whoever is on the
good
machine
God,
at that stage...
Mighty, you can have a heart attack.
We'll get the tickets to Brian Adams. Are we ready to do this?
Okay, Musical Brian. Is that
Let's
what we're playing?
Let's do it. It's called Musical Brian.
But we're not playing Brian.
Well, yeah.
What?
I just said the rules are we're playing Brian.
Yeah, but so why have you got a drum going?
Oh, it's because you get the excitement going.
Oh, sorry.
I'm playing Brian and I can stop it. Like after 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 3 minutes, you just keep going.
15 minutes.
The track's only 3.5 minutes long. Are we ready? 087-188-0008. WhatsApp us your name and location. Starting now.
Can you play 2 minutes? I just want to have some brekkie.
I can stop it now.
Whoa. Around the house all night, wondering what the hell to do. Yeah, I'm trying to concentrate, but all I can think of is you. Baby, when you're gone.
Michelle, you finish your breakfast show. We have to. Like, we're playing Musical Brian. Like, I'm going to have to stop it.
Musical Brian. B-Dog.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Everyone, get ready. I'm about to. Or am I?
Anna, stop. No, no, no. Don't touch people. Very rude.
It's done.
Oh,
it's
God.
Done. Are we ready? So
I'm so glad that you aren't a children's party entertainer and doing musical chairs.
Well, but that's the way you do it. You don't get your sore. Ready?
Stop typing. Stop it. Stop everybody.
Good morning.
Stop.
Who's there?
Tell people to stop.
Who's this?
Jennifer Keating.
Jennifer!
You're going to see Brian Adams.
Oh, my God, that's
yeah.
amazing.
Yes, yeah. You've got the very first two tickets to go see Brian. Ever. Have you ever seen him live before?
No, and he's my mine and my husband's wedding song for our wedding and everything. Oh my God, it's so amazing.
I do. I love that song.
Did you?
Yeah,
did,
that's there, the one.
Fantastic.
Love it. Let's play that. We play that.
Listen, well done you.
Yep.
You're going to the Roll With Punches tour on the 2025, 20th of May, 3 Arena. Tickets are on sale this Friday at 9 a.m.
But not for you.
Not for you. You've got the very first two tickets, okay?
Oh my God, I am so happy. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. Congratulations.
Enjoy. Well done.
Bye.
Thank
bye.
You. Bye-bye.
That's nice. Guys, you have to stop messaging in. We've nothing else to give.
Okay.
Or a bit of old porridge that I'm going to finish.
Oh, you're gone now, aren't you? So here it is for everybody, because this is the big song. And you can stop WhatsApping us now. The tickets are gone, but thank you for playing.
Does everyone else just think of the guy in Robin Hood with the tights? Was he in tights? He was in tights.
Yeah, yeah, Robin Hood in tights. Yeah, Robin was always in tights. Great legs.
No more. Don't tell me it's not worth trying. You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the Morning on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
And it's time for Celebrity Loose.
With the Talbot Collection. Four-star hotels in Wexford, Dublin, Cork, Carlow and Tipperary. Ideal for family getaways. See talbotcollection.ie.
Well, Gary Ballo, Gary, has left fans heartbroken.
Oh no.
He was forced to scrap two scheduled performances last minute due to a flight cancellation because the UK's severe weather warning.
Oh, Gary.
When you were toasting your buns in Portugal, the rest of us were like trying to keep our plant pots from flying.
Blam, 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 blam.
Yeah, and it's very easy to say.
Yeah.
So he was going to perform aboard P&O Cruises.
He's doing cruises
yes.
now? Like magic tricks or stuff?
No.
As Gary Barlow?
As, no. What do you mean, as Gary? He is Gary Barlow. So he was going to be on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Last Thursday night, but he couldn't, so he had to go onto Instagram and say, "I'm so sorry, the flight's been cancelled, meaning I won't make either of the shows on Pando Cruises tonight. I'm so sorry to let everyone else down." And he says, "Look, sorry everyone, I'll try and reschedule the shows, but then gotta book the cruise again then in the hope that you're gonna..."
But Gary's not short of a few bob, right?
Yeah.
So that must be good dosh.
Yeah, but neither are you, and that doesn't stop you pole dancing at the weekends.
Well, that's for different. I mean? That's for health reasons.
Yeah.
But remember years ago, and we were looking at it, but we didn't do it.
Guys, you need to stop texting in. Brian Adams' tickets have gone.
There was a Jon Bon Jovi cruise. Do you remember that? And you cruised with Jon Bon Jovi.
Yeah, and we went, meh.
He's your friend.
I don't know. He's not my friend.
Yeah.
Barring order.
Okay.
Me. I don't know. I was very tempted to go on the Nathan Carter cruise.
But does that mean if I went in the Gary Barlow cruise, right, and Gary's doing play and all his little songs, right?
I like to feel like he does more than
Does it mean then the next day when I'm having breakfast, Gary's in the queue going, "Can I get in front of you a little bit? I want to get me scrambled eggs." Like he's stuck in the boat.
I don't know where you think he's from, but it's not there.
Right. Okay.
You're not stuck on the boat with Gary Barlow. It would be an honour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everywhere I look, I just see Gary Barlow. Oh, hello there, Colm. Hey, play.
I think you're confusing him with like Bruce Forsyth or something. Okay, this is not good news for Jeremy Clarkson, who I don't think you like either. You know, Nobby's obsessed with him.
Well, that's because Nobby's into cars and all that sort of stuff.
No, and he also watches his diggly squiggly farm thing.
Wow.
On the telly. Jeremy Clarkson joked about drink driving while filming the final episode of the Grand Tour.
Yeah.
It was a screening for the show, and he said him and Richard and James appeared to drink beer and spirits on the boat, and he says, "I've got a lot of drink to get through in it." So he was obviously trying to be funny, and people are saying that didn't work. Nobody talks about drink driving and think about blah blah blah.
Yeah.
So he told the Mirror last night that it was only a joke. Would you not think now someone of his age would know that there are things you don't joke about?
He boxed an Irish producer lad in the head. This man has no, you know what I mean? There's no standards with this man. Do you know, I honestly believe that Jeremy Clarkson is the only man in the world that can't be cancelled because he's done so much.
Do you know what he said? I'm duty bound to say that there was a 3-day gap between us arriving and setting off.
Right, okay.
But there wasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not joking. Is it?
No, I know it's not joking.
It's not joking.
I just think he does that. He does it just to get it. He loves annoying people. That's why I think he'd love...
I can't believe he's an Irish girlfriend.
I think he'd love people to try and cancel him. I think that would be his. He'd love
Yes,
that.
He's one of these people. He likes to dance with the devil. He's like Piers Morgan.
Yeah.
Except Piers is hot.
Piers is not hot.
Piers was hot. Piers
was never hot. He's got a crooked nose, a sad mouth, and he's just a whinge bucket.
Wow, jealous of Pierce Morgan.
Okay.
More Celebrity Loose in the morning.
Okay.
Celebrity Loose.
With the Talbot Collection. Four-star hotels in Wexford, Dublin, Cork, Carlow and Tipperary. Perfect for a couple's retreat. See talbotcollection.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Classic Hits at Work.
How are you? It's Trina. Here's one for you. If the workman working in your house was going for a smoke break all day long, would you say it or keep your mouth shut?
I'd leave it. I really would. I'd just leave it.
My advice, keep strum. Say nothing. Otherwise, I'll just walk off the job.
I'll take the kettle out of the kitchen because you know yourself. With no kettle, there's no smokes and there's no breaks. And that's Builders for you, Trina. Love the show.
You've had your say. I'll chat to you weekday mornings from 10 till 2.
With the Tile Hub. Discover the perfect blend
blend of style, quality and convenience with our expert bathroom renovations. TheTileHub.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
This week at Home Store and More, enter a world of haunted fun and explore the full range of weird and wacky decorations, because all Halloween is all half price. Like our spooky range of Halloween characters, including ghouls, ghosts and crazy witches. You can choose from our super scary selection of devilish decorations, or create an eerie atmosphere with Halloween lights and more. But hurry, because when our half price Halloween is gone, it's gone. Home Store and More, a happy haunted Halloween home.
For anniversaries that sizzle, celebrations that shine, and birthdays that really pop, it's all happening at Hyde, just off Grafton Street, Dublin 2. And now, Dublin's hottest venue is heating up even more with the launch of Seek Nightclub, open every Saturday night until late, with dancers, DJs, live entertainment and more. Hyde and Seek has you covered for an unforgettable night. Contact reservations at hydedublin.com to book your VIP experience now.
For over a decade, River Medical has been consistently offering clients the very best in a wide range of surgical and non-surgical cosmetic procedures. That's why we have thousands of satisfied clients who return again and again. Why not book a consultation with one of our medical experts at our clinics in Dublin or Belfast? Call River Medical on 01662 9106 or visit rivermedical.ie. River Medical. Confidence in cosmetic care.
Explore the mysterious motivations behind the chilling deeds of serial killers, psychopaths and stalkers. Delve into the intricate workings of the criminal mind with City College's Professional Diploma in Criminology and Forensic Psychology, hosted by criminologist John Dean O'Keefe. Join us every Wednesday evening for 10 weeks. Classes are held in Dublin City Centre and are also accessible online. For more details, visit citycolleges.ie. City Colleges. Professional education.
Entertainment.ie's Where to Watch is your new hub to find out what to watch next and where you can watch it. Entertainment.ie will show you where it's at.
For anniversaries that sizzle, celebrations that shine, and birthdays that really pop. From 10 people to 200, you make the booking and Hyde will make it unforgettable. And now, Dublin's newest venue is even hotter with a fully heated rooftop terrace. And we're open for brunch Saturdays and Sundays from noon. It's all happening at Hyde. Rooftop Club Bar, Lemon Street, Dublin 2. Email reservations at hydedublin.com. Hyde, where the night comes alive.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the Morning.
With Noyex Newmans. For your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Say it's true. There's nothing like me and you. I'm not alone. Tell me you feel it too, and I would run away. I would run away, yeah, yeah. I would run away. I would run away with you, 'cause I'm falling in love.
Colm Hayes. She's Lucy Kennedy. Colm and Lucy in the morning.
On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Games, changes and fears. When will they go from here? When will they stop? I believe that fate has brought us here, and we should be together, babe, but we're not. I'll play it off, but I'm dreaming of you, and I'll keep my cool, but I'm feeling I try to say goodbye and I choke, I try to walk away and I stop. Seem all right and smile when you leave, but my smiles are just a front, just a front.
In the morning. Good morning, to you. Now, reminding you that if you're WhatsApping us 0871-88-0008, we've got a nice prize. We are celebrating Win a BMW. Go online, winabmw.ie. It is to support breast cancer research and be in with a chance to win this, okay? Winabmw.ie. Just 20 quid. Just 20 quid will get you a ticket, and that will go to an amazing resources, but also you could drive away with a BMW. Celebrating that, once you WhatsApp us, we'll stick you in the draw for a weekend accommodation in the Clayton Hotel, dinner for two people down in Galway, and you will go to the Galway races and race in, you'll get tickets for the Race in Pink event at the Galway races. So everyone is a winner in that, okay? 0871 88 0008. That's right across the week. Right, just gone 9:30. Let's go to the newsroom. Dan is there.
Thank you, Colin. Good morning. Gardaí are investigating a bomb threat targeting the home of the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, following several previous threats against her. While the property was being searched as a precaution, authorities have stated there was no indication that the minister or her family was in immediate danger. A Gardaí spokesperson declined to comment on the specifics of security for state officials, but confirmed an investigation was underway. Budget 2025's rumour mill is at full tilt. Key measures expected in tomorrow's announcement include the funding for 400 additional Gardaí, a once-off reduction in college fees, a €250 energy credit tax on vapes, and an extension of the free schoolbook scheme. Despite media report of disputes among coalition leaders, ministers have downplayed any significant disagreements as final talks take place today. Sport: and Ireland have beaten the reigning world champions New Zealand in their opening match of the WXV1 in Vancouver. Scott Bevan's side produced a strong finish, win by 29 points to 27, with Dan O'Brien's conversion securing the victory after Aaron King's late try. Ireland scored 5 tries in all and will play Canada in their next game on Saturday. And here at home, Shelburne could take a huge step towards the League of Ireland title tonight as Damien Duff's side welcomes St Pat's to Talca Park. The weather forecast: it is going to remain quite dull for the time being, with some brighter spells due later and highs of 13 degrees.
Ireland's traffic with Western Motors. Accelerate into the future with Western Motors, your approved Volkswagen dealer, celebrating 60 years of motoring excellence in 2024.
Gort Road northbound in Galway is slow approaching at Claren Bridge, while the Old Dublin Road inbound is congested between Martin Junction and the Heritage Centre. The North City Link Road in Cork is busy between Pope's Road Junction and the Quays, while the M8 is still very much backed up before the Dunkettle interchange. In Dublin, Fitzwilliam Street northbound is busy between Leeson Street and Baggot Street. The southbound side is slow between Marion Square North and Baggot Street. And finally, the Temple Road inbound is busy between Terenure College and Terenure Cross. And now you're up to date on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Thank you, Dan. 9:33. Stay with us, still to come. We will put €8,000 on the line.
Yeah, anyone would like to guess?
Also, there's a great little bit of research conversation going on online about what kids want for their birthday parties now.
Okay, Fio, I thought you were going to say the C word.
No, there's like a rider that they have now. This is what they all the new stuff. So we should have a little
dare I say. Yeah. Only if you succumb to that messing.
There is that, yeah. But we were talking earlier on at the 4:30 a.m. production meeting this morning. Jeremy and myself were talking about the...
He's lying, guys. They don't come in at 4:30.
What we would have at our birthday parties.
Compared to now. Yes.
Let's have a look at that.
Bring out the Fauntleroys.
Now, and also reminding you, the amazing 80s, right after midday with Trina Mara. Amazing 80s songs to be played, like this one from Whitney Houston. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Classic Hits Radio. It is Colin and Lucy in the morning. Good morning to you. 22 minutes away from 10 o'clock. How will I know? Whitney Houston.
Hello.
More amazing 80s with Jessica after midday today, right here, okay? See what they want nowadays. Okay, this is what kids want nowadays. We're going to talk about what we used to have, but just to bring up to speed.
Yes. Apparently, when our lives were black and white. We used to walk to school with no shoes.
They want private DJs, private cinema screenings, go-karting, and days out at Laser Quest.
Okay. Laser Quest, yeah, we've done that. But the key to success here, as a well-seasoned mother, is to go in with other people.
Oh, do it all together, yeah.
Well, ideally, yeah. Like, all you need is two kids, and then you can. But I do not succumb to any of that messing.
They want sushi platters.
Good luck to them.
And personalised pizzas.
No.
That's what they want.
And where? Who are they?
They the survey of 2,000 parents of under 13-year-olds who now say that the average birthday now costs €524.
That is insane.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe it.
Yeah, I know it's gone crazy. That's gone crazy.
See, children, I'm sorry. I spent my life saying this with my own. They are entitled and they expect, like, gone are the days of nipping down to M&S and getting a caterpillar cake. Now it's all, you know,
I know.
Bespoke and...
But in our day, right? Like, in our day, our
don't,
parents...
No, don't say our day. You are 15 years older than me.
But in our day, our parents would have said, oh, God, wow, you want two pairs of shoes? Well, in my day, so they thought we were entitled.
I remember all my birthday parties would have been at home in the back garden with jelly and ice cream.
And was there anybody there?
And
was
muffins.
It just you?
How dare you?
Muffins?
Well, okay, I didn't like Rice Krispie cakes. Do you know what I mean?
Rice Krispie cakes?
And a couple of like old sarnies.
We used to chew on twigs. We used
to
chew on twigs.
Absolutely insane. You did not chew on twigs.
Yeah, we did. And sour milkshakes. That was the height of our birthday parties. And you were lucky.
Hey, have you ever brought kids to the cinema and then like an Eddie Rockets or a McDonald's or a Domino's or Milano's, whatever? You were looking at a lot of wedge.
Yes, you are.
And you see, most classes, there's 24 in the class.
Oh, don't bring the kids.
So you can either divide it and just have the girls, which I do with Jess. Yeah. Or you invite the whole class and then go in with other parents.
Or convince your kids to fall out with the class 2 weeks before their birthday. They don't have to invite them. And then fall back in.
Now, you completely spoilt your kids. So what did Holly have? Be honest. Stop scratching your head. I know you're trying to distract me.
I'm trying to think. We would have themed parties in those play centres and movie screenings and stuff like that. And
anyone remember?
We flew over
Imaginosity in Sandyford in Dublin. I loved it.
That's still there, isn't it?
No, it's gone.
Oh, we flew.
It's so sad. It didn't survive COVID.
We flew Miley Cyrus over for her 12th birthday party as well.
It's trying to be funny. Tell us about your children's party in 2024. 087-188-0008.
Yeah.
Or also, when you were... What are you pulling face me for?
Because
I just ruined the question.
Because you do this all the time. You're a really annoying
and
presenter.
And what did you have after giving birth? Did you have toast?
Yeah.
Did you have pizza?
No, we're just wondering.
What is the weather like in Limerick?
No, stop now. What? When you were a kid, what did you have? Like, what was your little, you know, you said a Rice Krispie cake.
So you're trying to go back to nostalgia?
Yes.
You don't want to take the kids down today?
Well, we had this conversation off air.
Yes, I was listening, I was fixing my eyebrow.
So what was it when you were growing up? Can you remember your little birthday party when you were growing up? I think that's quite exciting. And what was there in front of you?
You had no friends, so what did you do?
I did actually have friends, and how dare you. So I don't have any friends now, because they found out about stuff.
The incident.
But I did have friends then when they didn't
know.
What
did you do when the world was black and white?
You'd go around to somebody's house, you'd have, the highlight of it would be a blob of ice cream into your Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah, float.
Floaters weren't the highlight.
No, not floaters. Floats.
Floats, you're right, floats would be the highlight of it. Yeah.
And that jelly and ice cream.
And somebody's dad might put an L blindfold on and you'd whack him with a stick. What was that called?
Blind man's buff.
That's the one,
Why would you do that? Because you have to pin then the tail to the dad.
To the dad. Pin your tail to the dad. We always got the rules wrong. We rolled heavy in the north side. What was your party like? 087-188-0008. Or did you have a pony party like Lucy did?
I didn't have a pony 12. Party. I'm allergic to horses, for starters.
Okay. Keep them coming.
Damien Farrelly in the afternoon.
Why don't you join me here on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio as we fire up the flux capacitor and guess the year with Back to the Future. And an eye on all your news, sport, traffic and entertainment too. Plus a chance to win all that cash if you can tell me what Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes. Monday to Friday from 2.
With Tesco Club Card. Feel the power to more.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Eurospar Supermarkets are proud to be part of local communities throughout Ireland. We want to say thank you to those who go above and beyond to help the people of their local communities. Nominate your local community charity, group or organisation in store today and they could win a share of the €15,000 Eurospar Community Donation Fund. 15 prizes of €1,000 to be won. Eurospar, your super easy supermarket. T's and C's apply.
Jennifer Haskins here from Two's Company. I'm often asked what kind of people join a dating agency. Well, people exactly like you. In life, we invest in material things and we don't always put ourselves first. And we all know how important a good relationship is. So when you're ready to make that move, we're here to find that someone special for you. Trust the professionals. See twoscompany.ie today. And remember, you're in good company with Two's Company.
For over a decade, River Medical has been consistently offering clients the very best in a wide range of surgical and non-surgical cosmetic procedures. That's why we have thousands of satisfied clients who return again and again. All of our patients receive treatments only from our qualified nurses and surgeons. Why not book a consultation with one of our medical experts at our clinics in Dublin or Belfast? For the best service and aftercare, call River Medical on 01662 9106 or visit rivermedical.ie. River Medical. Confidence in cosmetic care.
Entertainment.ie's Where to Watch is your new hub to find out what to watch next and where you can watch it. Entertainment.ie will show you where it's at.
Kennedy said to Colm Hayes
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
All righty, let's do this. Yes. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Where are you, Mike?
How are you doing?
Where are you, Mike?
I'm in Limerick.
Okay.
Is it raining?
No, it's
Don't say sunny.
It's day.
It's there in the air. It's a Monday, it's Limerick. Sure, what else would you want?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this, Mike. What are we thinking? 8,000 euro.
How many aunties have you yet to meet?
How many what?
Aunts. Your aunties?
Oh, aunts. Aunties. Aunties, yeah.
How many aunties have you yet to meet?
Yeah.
What bizarre. But you let's. Hey, we've talked about everything. Let's see.
How many.
The answer is 2.
Oh, not this time, young man.
Not this time, Magic Mike.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right.
Have a great
week.
Thank you.
See you later.
Love this show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
We really appreciate that, Mike Michael from Limerick.
Mike Barry.
Hiya, Barry.
Hi, Barry.
The Barry. Hello.
Where are you, Barry?
I'm in Cork.
Good man, Barry.
Is he not called Lee, Barry?
No, he said the.
Yes.
It's Lee.
Lee, after the river.
It's Lee.
Oh, I thought he said the Barry.
No,
as if there was
it's
only
Lee,
me. Okay,
Barry. Lee,
okay,
Lee, stick with me. I'm the only one around here who actually has a brain.
Are you related to the old tea makers?
No, unfortunately not.
Right, oh, okay. Damn, you could have got free tea bags for life.
Yeah.
Okay, Lee.
I like Barry's tea, though.
Yeah, love
so
food,
do I love it. Let's do this. 8,000 euro, what are you thinking?
How many times have you done jury duty?
Oh, yes.
Interesting.
Yes, because obviously he has been in prison.
The answer is 2.
Joking.
First, just to say that if I had been in prison, I'd never been able to do jury duty.
Oh, yes, that makes sense.
No. But, it's also wrong. I've actually never done a jury duty, ever.
I've got out of it, thank God.
Yeah.
I'd hate to do it.
Oh, you'd be great.
No, I would... Hate it.
You'll miss Marple on you come out.
Now, and I don't think you get paid.
Of course you don't. Now, let's not forget Barry's here. Lee Barry, have you ever done jury duty?
Unfortunately not, no.
Well, you want to as well.
Would you like to do jury duty?
And if it got me off work, why not?
Yeah, you're supposed to do that off work. Okay, anyway, the answer is wrong. Lovely talking to you, man.
Good
take care of yourself,
you.
All right?
Cheers.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Of course, 2 more chances today.
Trina and then Damien.
What did Lucy Kennedy say to Colm Hayes for 8,000 euros?
How many...
The answer is 2.
Okay, it's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Yeah.
In the morning. Good morning to you. The police, every breath you take. Okay. Just before we go, okay, we were actually asking about your birthday parties because research now, they've gone and they've researched kids under 13 to see what they're actually having for their...
Spoilt and entitled.
Spoilt and entitled. They want sushi platters, they want pizzas, private screenings, go-karting, days out at Laser, and they want Colm Hayes to appear at a very reasonable price, actually, at the moment, at their party as well. Just like okay. To say this, Rob.
Like, would you? I know this is going off topic, but this is my favourite thing to do to you.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Because
yeah.
I know that you like everything in order.
Yeah.
Would you MC a birthday party? Have you got to that stage
of success?
Of life?
If the money was right, yeah.
Would you honestly?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Why is that sad?
It's not sad.
So, okay,
it's not sad,
so,
and I'm not going to joke too soon because that could be my future.
So, let's say some rich millionaire and their kid is 14 and they love Colm and Lucy and they listen to Bladdy Bladdy Blah, Big Fibber, and he offers me 10 grand and he says...
Sorry, hello. If he hires you,
yeah,
then he could hire me.
No.
And I'm a little bit more than 10 grand.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'll say you wouldn't bother with her. And anyway, she'll be late. She won't turn up.
Won't be late. That's not true. I'm never late.
You won't get her off the sushi platter. She'll be in the kitchen, if you know what I mean. So, anyway.
I really like sushi, and I am available for her.
I'm cheaper. So, anyway, so you get two of me for the price of one of her, if you know what I mean. Do you know what I mean?
No, let's just keep moving on.
Let's just get one here. So then we asked you, 0871-08-0008, can you remember your birthdays, right?
What happened when life was black and white?
Oh.
Don't give me the hull. Oh, I'd set out on the path and I'd make my own mud cake.
Oh,
it's not true.
Nothing like a mud cake.
Not true.
Good morning, guys. Morning. You're giving me such memories. I remember my 7th birthday party. Yeah. Oh, God, it was back in the 80s. McDonald's had just come to Ireland.
Oh, wow.
And I remember we were in Greystones, but my dad drove like about 15 of us all in one car to McDonald's in Dunleary. And Ronald McDonald was there and the Hamburglar.
Oh.
And it was great. And then we played in the People's Park. Now, there must have been kids on the roof whacking that. But hey,
yeah,
it was the 80s and no seatbelts.
Oh, there
wow.
you go. Yeah,
oh, my God. Ronald was there as well.
Keep them coming, and because we might get to this tomorrow.
Hey, do you know what I remember going to?
Go on.
The Lambert Puppet Theatre.
Yes. That was great.
Did anyone else go there?
Yeah.
In Monkstown, Dublin.
I think I can gazump everybody by saying that I was at a 15th birthday party, Dave Meegan's birthday party, and I still
Dave
remember
Meegan.
He was a mate of mine, and the party ended with the bomb disposal unit being called.
That's not a good party. That's a good party for you, but for most people that's a nightmare.
We made the newspapers with this party. I'll tell you about it tomorrow.
Air. This is the network made for all, with Dublin's fastest and most reliable broadband speeds. For all the north side
for all the Southside, for all those citywide. Experience Dublin's fastest and most reliable broadband speeds with Air Fibre Broadband and get €50 off your bill. Go in store or visit air.ie. Air, for all. Subject to availability and location. For Ookla substantiation, offer details and full terms, see air.ie/reliable.
The average attention span of a human is 6 seconds. 123inc.ie dispatch all your office supplies same day, so you can buy local and still... Oh look, a squirrel!
123inc.ie.
Stand back. The Stevie Nicks Experience. Coming to Lost Lane, Adam Court, just off Grafton Street, October 12th. As Europe's only tribute to Stevie Nicks, Vicky Martin invites you on an enchanting journey through Stevie's biggest hits, from Fleetwood Mac to the present day. A hauntingly authentic live show not to be missed. Stand back. The Stevie Nicks Experience. October 12th at Lost Lane, Dublin. Tickets €28 plus booking fee from Eventbrite.
Elftown is coming to both the RDS Dublin and Galway Racecourse this Christmas. Meet Santa's real reindeer. Step into Jack Frost's ice house made of real ice and explore the magical world of Elftown with Santa's wondrous elves. Book tickets from just £19.95 for adults and £29.95 for children at elftown.ie.
For all you hard workers and multitaskers, those who come to work with big ambitions and bigger ideas, and all you legends of the trade, however you get the job done, there's a Volkswagen commercial vehicle for your business. Choose the new Transporter, Caddy Cargo, Crafter, Amarok, or the all-electric ID Buzz Cargo. Enjoy HB finance from 0% or purchase contributions of up to €2,000. Find the Volkswagen in you with the 251 range.
Terms and conditions apply. Finance provided by way of hire purchase agreement from Volkswagen Financial Services Ireland and subject to lending criteria. Volkswagen Financial Services Ireland Limited is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. Visit VolkswagenVans.ie for further information.
It's almost 10 o'clock.
Unpost are hiring seasonal operatives. Apply now at unpost.com/careers.
Across Ireland.
Across Ireland.
On FM.
Digital.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hey, it's 10 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Daniel Pitcher. Two double child benefit payments before Christmas and increases of at least €10 in welfare rates are just some of the measures set to be announced in the budget tomorrow. A €2 billion cost of living package is being finalised, which will also see a €250 energy credit for households. While concerns have been expressed over the increase in spending by government, Minister for Enterprise Peter Burke is defending their plans.
We're increasing expenditure in the right areas, and critically, where we're demonstrating it most visibly is in capital expenditure. We see growth over €14 billion this year. And again, that's investing in more homes, better broadband, better public services. And that will stand us.
A man is due in court today in connection with the alleged false imprisonment of a woman in Dublin. The woman in her 30s was taken to hospital following the alleged attack on Bolton Street last Thursday. The man in his 40s will appear before the Criminal Courts of Justice this morning. He's the eighth person to be charged in relation to the incident. Ryanair has cut 14 routes from its winter schedule at Dublin Airport. It comes amid a row over the €32 million annual passenger limit at the airport, which DAA says will surpass before the end of the year. A judge in the US has ruled that a woman accused of stalking baby reindeer character Richard Gadd can proceed with her defamation lawsuit against Netflix. Fiona Harvey, who the character of Martha is allegedly based on, took a $170 million case